Now, are all the traitors present? Let's get started, shall we?
From rags to riches.
I'm so sick of this. Working like a dog and being treated worse.
Yorkshire to New York.
We're climbers, you and me.
A life dedicated to revenge.
Let's make this an occasion to remember.
A Woman of Substance on Channel 4. Stream now.
Here's your morning TNB Tech Minute for Wednesday, April 8th. I'm Danny Lewis for The Wall Street Journal. Wearable camera maker GoPro plans to lay off 23% of its workforce as it struggles to return to profitability. The company says its board approved a restructuring plan to slash costs, which includes cutting 145 employees during the second quarter. GoPro says it expects a charge of up to $15 million related to the plan, including severance payments and healthcare benefits. In order to deal with waning growth, the company has broadened its hardware and software offerings, including rolling out AI products, such as an image processor. The new CEO of remote surgery startup Sovato says the company is focusing on building a strong infrastructure and platform as the field enters a critical point. In an interview with the WSJ, Brian Miller says remote surgery is becoming more commonplace in hospitals amid the rise of robotic-assisted procedures and AI. He says there are some regulatory hurdles remaining, but some remote procedures have been conducted in China and India. Miller joined Sovato after more than two decades at Intuitive Surgical, which pioneered and continues to lead the market for robot-assisted surgery. And venture capital firm Eclipse has closed on $1.3 billion raised across two funds. That brings the firm's total assets under management to about $10 billion. Eclipse focuses on industries such as manufacturing, energy, and defense. Its investment portfolio includes space defense company True Anomaly, as well as Blue Water Autonomy, which designs autonomous ships. The firm's new funding comes amid a wave of venture capital investment in U.S. defense tech startups as the Pentagon has grown increasingly amenable to Silicon Valley's pitches. Defense technology companies have marketed a range of products to the administration, from missile shields to drone technology. And that's your TNB Tech Minute. We'll be back this afternoon with more.